Welcome to the Digital Glossary series for senior leaders. Today we're going to look at cost per acquisition. Let's have a look at cost per acquisition. First of all, we're going to look at what it is and how to calculate it. Then, what to do and not do, give you some examples, and then identify your CPA. To calculate cost per acquisition, take the channel transactions, the total number of transactions, and divide that by the spend for that channel. Starting with what to do, look at channel, potentially device, and break that down by campaign. But don't take averages overall, as they hide the truth. Let's look at some examples. We'll look at search and display campaigns across e-commerce and technology. We can see in the e-commerce sector that search is more cost-effective than display. However, in technology, it's more cost-effective in display. Although it's okay to use third-party data, it's best to use your own data to get the most accurate measure. So take the data from your channels, compare your CPA versus the RPU, revenue per user, and identify the unprofitable campaigns and work out, is it a problem with traffic or intent? Thanks very much. Find out more at We Are Crank.